Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and we have a special guest in the studio with us today, Michael Cron from the Blue Dolphin Dive Club. Michael, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, except for being dry on a Saturday.
Yeah, well, you can't dive, but we can talk about it for
a couple hours. Absolutely.
All right, so he's in here for a special little event that we're going to delve into here in just a bit. But before we get into today's show, a couple things I need to get out there. First of all, our buddy Pete from Scuba Board had a tragic issue with his son this past week. His son had just a freak accident and was killed. And our hearts go out to him and his family. Pete from Scuba Board, if you look him up there on scubaboard.com, send out your best wishes to him. He's going through a tough time right now. And once again, you know, he's a good friend, and our hearts go out to him and his family right now. And I'm sure he'll be back with us here in the next couple of weeks. But till then, just know we're thinking of him, and our hearts are a little bit heavy today in that regard. But there you go. That's one thing we had to just get off, you know, get out of the way and just make sure everybody knows what's going on. And once again, if you go on Facebook or Scuba Board, you can get all the details. But it was just a freak accident. You don't wish it on anyone. And it's just really, really difficult to know, and know that a good friend of yours is dealing with such an issue like that. So that said, let's move on to some other crazy stuff, which is what we just do on this show. Whether, you know, our hearts are heavy or not, you know, the show must go on. That's what we're going to do. And we got a lot of stuff to look forward to. The DEMA show is just a couple weeks away. And, you know, I've been working on a few things. I was out of town last week in Texas. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. And some of the diving, believe it or not, they do in the Texas area. I was hanging out with Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. He's going to join us today and talk about some of that stuff. But, you know, right before I went out to Texas a couple weeks ago, we were talking about our festivities at the DEMA show, which include hosting the opening ceremonies with a Beatles theme, because there is a Beatles band or tribute band playing at the DEMA Awards party on Friday night. So they asked us to kind of, you know, throw a Beatles themed opening ceremony with our Scuba Radio crew of mermaids and, you know, music from the Scuba Cowboy and the whole thing. So we're packaging everything with a Beatlesque theme. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, where we thought we'd take some Beatles songs and change them with some lyrics and come up with, you know, like Come Together. We came up with Dive Together. And the list actually was quite intensive. I've got quite a few emails from listeners that gave us some great suggestions. And I figured we'd take a few of them and, you know, make parodies of these Beatles songs and give them a little dive twist. And we butchered them pretty good, or at least the first one. Do we have that one that we can throw right out at the beginning here, Bill? All right, so this was a very popular tune. And I got to give a little shout out to the Interactive Diver. I want to say his name is it Jay? Let's see. Jay sent these lyrics. He actually went to the trouble of actually writing out the entire lyrics. Jeff. Jeff is the guy, but he goes by the Interactive Diver. And he wrote out some lyrics to the Beatles' birthday song. And I said, okay, I can do this. I can take these lyrics and see if we can actually put them to a Beatles tune and let it go. So this is my first attempt at a Beatles, parody, thanks to Jeff, or you can blame Jeff for this little ditty. Okay? It's not my fault, seriously.
Yes, we're going to a diving party.
Yeah?
Yes, we're going to a diving party.
Nice.
Yes, we're going to a diving party.
Okay. I like it, see?
Okay, let's dive.
Okay, see, not bad. It's been auto-tuned a lot.
Let's dive. You say it's your dive day.
Oh, I get it.
It's my dive day too, yeah.
Not bad, Jeff.
You say it's your dive day.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a good time.
Right.
I'm glad it's your dive day. Mm. Happy dive day to you.
Oh, yeah, here we go. And this is where we have we do it like a dance move group.
On the Bowie we ride. Take a big, big, big stride. Across the reefs we will glide. Let's dive. You say it's your dive day.
Yeah, you're getting the idea now, right?
It's my dive day too, yeah.
Yeah.
You say it's your dive day.
We need help with you.
We're gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your dive day. Happy dive day to you.
Right. All right. So, Jeff Shaw, the interactive diver, sent us those lyrics, and that's what we did with them. And all we can say is we're sorry. But that's just what we do. And that was... auto-tuned extreme to the extreme. It was my first project with my new auto-tune module on my new audio software. And as you can tell, it didn't make a hill of beans difference.
And Greg, have you ever thought of becoming a contestant on The Voice?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why, please
would you,
don't.
Would you turn... Oh, I was going to say, would you turn your chair for that? What are you, deaf?
I would fall out of my chair.
He would break his chair into small pieces. Pour gasoline on them and light it on fire.
Yes.
I would turn my stomach.
Yeah. Well, it's the thought that counts. Can we at least go with that? But anyway, we're going to take some of these Beatles songs and abuse them like that. Turn them into some kind of dive element. And we'll play them on the show. And obviously, we'll play some of them at DEMA. To wake everybody up, to get them fired up before they walk into the DEMA show floor. It'll either do that or they'll turn around and walk away. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm hoping it'll at least, wake them up just a tad. And we'll have a little fun in the process. So it's all good, I think. So there you go. So if you got any more Beatles lyrics or suggestions, Beatles songs that we can turn into a dive-related ditty, definitely email us at info@scooperradio.com and we'll see what we can do with them. We appreciate your creative input. So, Michael, what do you think of that? He's kind of looking at me and I don't know if it's disgust or like it's morbid curiosity. And I don't know what do you?
How far beyond your decompression stop were you when you made that?
That's
song?
Right. Yeah, well, it was, I can't take credit for that. I didn't write those lyrics. I just took them in and turned them into this monstrosity of audio. So, anyway, I don't know. That would wake people up at DEMA, you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You've seen what moving. We do.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have our Scuba Radio Mermaids on display. They have new outfits that they're going to debut at the
cool.
DEMA show. As well as we have some Beatles outfits for them as well. So the mermaids are going to kind of do double duty as mermaids. Some of them will be mermaids like you would see in an octopus's garden, and others will be dressed up like one of the bandmates from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
I'd certainly hope none of them look like the Beatles in their later years.
Yeah, well, from the outfits that they're going to be wearing, I don't think you're going to have a problem with anything. because they definitely have a feminine spin on the Sergeant Pepper outfits. Let's leave it at that. Bill, you like what I'm dishing right here?
I'm trying to make sure that you understood that he did an awesome Liverpudlian accent.
Is that what that is?
That was a Liverpudlian accent. That was an accent that the Beatles used in their speaking voices.
Bill, that's not a real word.
Yeah.
Liverpudlian?
Liverpudlian.
That's that person that lives in Liverpool is a Liverpudlian. Am I not correct, Paul?
I think that's
Paul?
Somewhere between Liverpool and Lilliput, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, I've got Lilliputian mixed in there.
There's puddles and things they have. I don't know what that is. But anyway, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including the Roadkill Roast event. We're going to talk about that next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Okay, that's enough of that. Kill it. I can only take. We can only abuse the listener so much in one show. But then again, it's 2 hours. We got a lot to fill. So. What's that, Michael?
You probably have a lot of listeners to abuse too, Greg.
Well, I appreciate that. I think. I think that was a compliment, wasn't it, Bill?
It was. You have a surprisingly large number of listeners to abuse. Like. Having been here, he's surprised we have any.
Or he was making a comment about they're overweight.
What?
No.
Large listeners, he said.
A large number of listeners.
He said the word number.
Number.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, but you know, there's a certain segment of the population, you'll find most of them in Congress, that are willing to ignore words that you say and just hear what they want to hear. It happens sometimes, I understand.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave the politics to Bill.
And just a reminder,
Greg,
the FCC, the FCC is back on the job.
Oh, last week was such a great week.
We had so much stuff we couldn't play today.
I know.
Oh, well.
Jerks.
Well, let's talk about a roadkill roast. What better event is there to promote diving than a roadkill roast? They have been doing it for 21 years here in Orlando with the Blue Dolphin Dive Club. And Michael Cron is in the studio with us today. To talk about the event, and also we have a contribution to the auction that you'll have as part of this roadkill roast. Is whoever eats the most roadkill gets the biggest prize? Is that how it works, Michael?
No, not exactly, but the roadkill is on the menu. We've got Sharpei fillets, and we've got flat cats, good as a single or in a stack.
Cats, right?
Hold on. Sharpei?
Sharpei fillet. Mm-hmm.
So dogs.
Yeah. It's roadkill.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I thought roadkill would be like raccoons
it
or
can
possum
be too.
Or deer.
And we've also got Chef's Surprise. We don't know what it was, but we scraped it and bring it on in.
Nice.
And we have the menu board at the event, mm-hmm. so you can see what you're getting. Actually, it is all Sonny's barbecue. It is really good. So, it, you know, it's before we have people running and doing that. But we do have the menu board with these items listed.
Gotcha.
Right. All right.
And then after lunch, actually starting before lunch this year, we are hosting the Dan Fundraiser. It has been hosted by the Blue Dolphin Dive Club for 21 years,
mm-hmm.
and our target is to be maintaining ourselves as one of only three dive clubs worldwide that are diamond contributors to the Divers Alert Network. So that means that we donate over $2,000 a year.
That's sweet. Great cause. It goes to you know, diving research and the great work that Divers Alert Network does. So it's a great cause, but it's unique. In that, you know, when we first heard about this thing many years ago, I've been, you know, doing what I could to promote it a little bit on Scuba Radio each year. And, you know, we're friends with some of the folks here that are part of the Blue Dolphin Dive Club since we're in Orlando as well. But the uniqueness of a roadkill roast, I think, has drawn not only just, you know, attention all across the USA, but around the world. You literally have gotten emails from people all over them and they go, you guys do what? And yeah, they don't really serve up roadkill, at least not on purpose. I mean, sometimes when it's wrapped up in barbecue, who knows what's in there.
We can identify most of it.
But it's tasty. It's good stuff. And it's the fun atmosphere, fun packaging you have for your event that really kind of has, you know, it's just taken on a life of its own. Each year.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this will be on the Sunday, November 10th, immediately following DEMA.
Right.
And anyone, everyone, all of your divers out there are more than welcome to come on in. It's going to be at the Cypress Grove Park on Holden Avenue in South Orlando starting at 10 a.m.
Right.
For those
folks, bring in roadkill and you get in free.
No, I don't know about that.
Charge them?
Yeah. Well, we got to have everything simmering by Saturday night.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. It's like a slow barbecue,
that's
of course,
it.
Yeah.
Comes off the bones easier that way.
Right, there you go, exactly.
And this year, so far, I know we've got Coco. I'd like to give a shameless plug.
Sure, go for
it. Coco View Resort down in Roatan, Honduras, has donated a 2-for-1 certificate.
Nice.
For travel in 2014.
Yeah.
We've got some beautiful shirts donated by Rum Reggae out of California.
Cool.
North Country Wind Chimes in Maine has donated one of their mermaid wind chimes. To go ahead and be in there. And we've got a number of other items. Right now we're just over $2,000 in contributions, and it's going to be an open-ended auction. We're going to have a minimum bid that's only like 2% of the value, and we go up from there.
Yeah.
So there's chances to get some really good things at a really good price and help to support Dan in the long run.
Absolutely. All right, so what we have gotten for this year's Roadkill Roast are a couple of these scuba pens that we put up online last year from our buddy Mark, who is originally from Orlando, but these are like Mont Blanc style pens. You can check them out at scubaradio.com on the shopping tab, by the way. But these are handmade, comparable pens like this sell for $400 a pop, believe it or not. Now, I would never pay that kind of amount of money.
Are you putting a bid in for it?
No, I'm not. I'm contributing these pens.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't bid on them, Greg.
Well, that's true, but I already have one. But I'm sure there's others. I would like that Coco View thing you mentioned.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we'll contribute those to the auction.
Thank you very much.
You got it. And those are kind of unique. You ever seen anything like that?
No, I haven't.
It's like for the diver who has everything, a handmade writing utensil, real high end. Here, pull them out of the plastic. Check that out. They're very, very fancy schmancy. Everyone I've shown these to are going, ooh, I want one of those. And I gave them two. So Mike's thinking, well, wait a minute. Maybe we don't have to auction off two. I could keep one for me and then donate the other to the auction.
No, now that we've announced this to the world, I do have to go ahead and make sure that there are two pins on the bidders list.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? All right. But they're cool things. And once again, you can check them out at scubaradio.com. We still have a few of those available for purchase online at a, I mean, they're comparable to a $400 Mont Blanc pen, but we're selling them for like, I don't know, $50 or $99 or something like that. But they're very, very nice for the diver who has everything. You can check them out at scubaradio.com. And Mark, our buddy from M&M, Mark and Mike, that's Mark's handiwork. That's what he does on the, you know, when he has a few hours to spare. He makes these handmade pens. Pretty cool. And like I said, for the diver who has everything, they could use something like this to fill out their logbook or whatever, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or write their checks for trips.
Yeah, and spend more money. Why not? Absolutely. So that's happening just the day or two after DEMA. Now, so what else have you guys been doing? You travel around quite a bit as a part of as a member of the Blue Dolphin Dive Club as well. Where have you been lately, there, Michael?
We've had groups down to West Palm Beach, Key Largo.
Yeah.
We just got our group just got back from Roatan, Honduras, to Coco View. We suffered through 8 days, 20 dives.
Suffered. Mm-hmm.
Terrible sea conditions. I think it got up to almost a foot and a half.
My God.
And the if you have not been to Coco View, they basically just give you three huge meals a day.
Yeah.
And they make it rough for you.
They may, you know, it just sounds like torture, doesn't it? And don't you just wish you were him?
Oh, the humanity. Yeah,
me too. Okay. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Devoted to diving, Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. There's rumors. Well, I don't know. It's rumors. I tripped over them on the way into the studio today, and I'm kind of talking about Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa. You know,
Please, God, no.
He's getting an early start, I guess, for the Christmas season. I mean,
No.
They're rolling
no.
out Christmas decorations at Target. Why not?
I guess him to cover all the holidays, so he's probably.
And where has he been? He hadn't been. Last time we saw him was Easter.
Well, you know, he's it's tough during the summer.
Bill, Craig,
August has no holidays in it.
How can you get an early start when you never stop?
Well, yeah, how can you miss me if you're never gone?
Exactly.
Maybe that's the issue. I don't know. But this year, we do have a special road trip in mind around the holidays. Our buddy Eric Stone.
More important holiday than just Christmas. Pshaw.
What are you talking about?
It's the week of my birthday.
Well, of course it is.
It's the week of my birthday. It's the week I turned 50.
So I told Scuba Radio Drunken Santa that he could come down to Marathon with us.
No. You're telling me he can come to the studio for my birthday, and we go down to Marathon.
Nah, he won't.
No. Tell him he can come to the studio, and we go to Marathon.
He actually made a donation to the opening of...
A donation?
Yeah, a donation.
A Dalmatian?
Yeah, to Eric's new
oh, good.
Bar
I can't
down
wait
there.
To see those stinky underpants up on the wall.
Dockside Tropical Cafe.
Dockside Tropical Cafe down there in Marathon. Of course,
yeah.
I am an owner.
I am, too. And Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is, too, Bill.
Crazy.
And so
Crazy talk.
We're talking
about
maybe going down there, you know, sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas for the grand opening.
That's the window. December 10th.
So we're going to try to head down there for Bill's birthday. I figure, you know, we can't tell Drunken Santa he can't come because he paid for...
Yes, we can.
Well, he paid for a...
Start walking. You can make it. Head south.
He can make it, actually. There's enough
time.
Get
up to A1A. Head south.
Well, we'll see if he makes it into the studio
first.
Then we can send him on his way.
Wade out into traffic.
We got a Dan tip next, and then we're going to talk about diving in Texas, believe it or not, of all places. That's coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip, number 486. It is not advisable to tip your dive boat crew in sand dollars. They frown on that. Besides, the sand currency went belly up decades ago.
Sand people are easily startled, but they'll soon be back, and in greater numbers.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's on tap today, Nick?
Well, hey, Greg, I thought today we'd talk a little bit about risk assessment.
Sounds risky.
Wow. Really?
I couldn't help it. What would you like us to know about risk assessment?
Actually, it's not so much what I want you to know as much as what I want you to ask.
Ask?
Yep. There are certain questions you should be asking yourself before every dive. Because if you don't have definitive, appropriate answers for each and every one of them, you shouldn't be getting in the water.
Tell you what, you ask the questions and I'll guess why they're important.
Turning the tables, huh?
I like to keep you on your toes.
Game on. The first question you should always ask yourself, am I feeling up for this dive?
It's important to be mentally and physically capable of completing the planned dive. If you have any doubt about your health on any given day, don't do it.
That's right. Next.
See?
Do you have the training to complete this dive?
Training teaches what you need to know, and knowledge keeps you safe. Diving without proper training is like driving with your eyes closed. You might get lucky if you make it, but you don't really know what you're doing.
You got it.
Yep.
Next. Do I have everything I need to make this dive?
Lacking the appropriate gear for a dive is like driving a car with three wheels. It doesn't work.
An interesting image, but exactly right.
See?
How about, is my gear in proper working order for this dive?
Gear should be cared for properly and serviced at regular intervals to ensure it remains in reliable working order. Failing to do so is like driving a car whose wheels are taped on. They stay together, but it's risky.
What is it with you and these car analogies?
I like them. Don't you?
They're great. I just didn't know you were such a car guy.
I am a man of mystery.
That's one word to describe it.
What's another?
Let's stay focused. Here's another one. Are there any natural circumstances that indicate the dive should not take place?
Storm warnings, strong currents, excessive wind, temperature, and other weather-related factors can and do interfere with dive safety.
Yes, and here's another one. Am I familiar with the site I'll be diving?
Do your research so you know the facts necessary to plan the dive properly. If it's your first time on the site, make sure you've checked with local guides for information, or better yet, take a local guide with you. Not doing all you can to familiarize yourself with a new dive site would be like driving in a new town without a map.
You're back to the driving, eh?
Car guy.
Next question. Have I fully considered the risks this dive presents? Have I prepared emergency plans in the event of a problem?
Always hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Are my buddy and I in agreement on all aspects of the dive in terms of preparation, communication, and planning?
Talk to your buddy about every aspect of the dive before you get in the water. It's a lot easier to discuss it above the surface than below.
Have I considered all the details, including the small ones like hydration during surface intervals and sunscreen?
Sometimes the day is made in the details. Ignoring them would be like setting off on a road trip without remembering to put gas in the tank.
And you were doing so well.
Admit it. You like them. Come on.
I do, and I'm impressed with your answers. And not just because of your dedication to one analogy, but because you demonstrated why each question is an important one to ask yourself before each and every dive.
And I did it with brilliant analogies. Want to grab some dinner?
Sure, but I'm driving, car guy.
Okay. Risk assessment is something every diver must do before each and every dive. It's a key step to ensuring you're ready to make that dive. And if any of the answers leave you in doubt, don't do it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right. By the way, Michael Cron in the studio with us from Blue Dolphin Dive Club. Just wanted to get this out there. If you want to connect with the Roadkill Roast and become a part of the Blue Dolphin Dive Club in this great effort to benefit Divers Alert Network, by the way, you can check them out on Facebook or and just look up Blue Dolphin Dive Club Orlando on Facebook, or contact Michael directly at Michael S. Divine, or Dive In.
My gosh, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael's Dive In. We'll do that at earthlink.net. Did I get that right, Michael? Just nod. Yes, okay. He said, fair enough. I like Divine better. You ought to change that. I've been traveling here the last couple of weeks, and I was in Texas, of all places, for some coverage for Just Plain Radio, our show about becoming a private pilot. We've talked about it many times before in the past. However, I was there learning about some of the diving, believe it or not, in Texas as well. Not necessarily off into the flower gardens in the Gulf, but there in the heart of Texas where these divers, you know, they go big or they go home or something. And the guy who knows everything about diving in Texas is my good buddy Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. He is on Scuba Radio right now. Jerry, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, Greg. I'm good. I tell you, your show is just full of information today.
Is it? It's full of something. But information, that's better than what I've been told from other people in the past. So we'll go with that at least for today and just leave it alone. But
I think we ought to leave that alone.
Yes. So let's talk about this, Jerry. You reside in Texas when you're not traveling the world, which is pretty much almost 365 days a year for Jerry. But he does have his home base of operations in Texas. And you were telling me when we were out there about this this dive program that the Texas dive operators just completed. And it's pretty cool. What's it called? Dive Around Texas or something like that? What is it again? Dive?
That's exactly. It's Dive Around Texas, and it was put together by a bunch of the equipment representatives and the dive stores. This year, we had 32 participating dive stores, and the whole gig is somebody signs up, they get a little logbook, they get a T-shirt for $35, and they do 12 dives, 4 dives in 3 Texas locations to qualify, and then every dive you do past that, you get extra points. And at the end of the season, we have a big barbecue down in San Marcos, Texas. This year, we haven't got the final numbers yet, but we estimate there was an additional 5,000 dives made above what would have been made in Texas if it wasn't for the Dive Around Texas. Plus, DEMA, the Dive Equipment Marketing Association, came in and did a $1,000 treasure hunt and put a treasure in one of the Texas local dive spots. So we had that in top of everything else. And we gave away about $35,000 worth of equipment and prizes.
Sweet. You know, I knew this was going on, but I had no idea $1,000 was on the line, which kind of, you know, I'm kind of hating myself right now. I was like, hey, that's $1,000 I could have tried to score while I was in Texas. Or was it already done? It just finished up for this season, right? Is that the deal?
No, actually, There was a dive or two left before you left town.
Well, that figures.
It might have been $1,000.
Yeah, and you didn't tell me. You didn't say, hey, Greg, let's go try to score some big bucks. But we were distracted on other things. What?
Yeah, we were definitely distracted.
Yeah, and we can't go into that right now on the air. At least we want to stay out of jail. But anyway, it's a great program. And it's going on in Texas, and this is like the first of hopefully many years of them doing this through the dive season, which
This was third year out that we've done. And then Dive Around Arkansas began last year, so they did it as well.
Yeah.
And next year we're looking at including New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, and make it a whole region-wide dive locally program.
Yeah. Now, when you're talking about diving locally in Texas, like I said at the beginning, it isn't necessarily diving off the coast of Texas down there in the Gulf. We're talking all these freshwater lakes and sites like that, right?
Absolutely. In fact, by the Texas Parks and Wildlife department because they wanted to get more campers and more people in their parks, and most of the local dive sites in Texas are located in a Texas park. And it's worked beautifully. We are increasing park usage. We're increasing park funds. It's just been a real good program for everybody.
All right. Well, Jerry, hold the line. I want to talk about more of the specifics of some of these dive sites in Texas. He lives on a beautiful lake that I was looking at. I was like, wow, I just didn't think this would be a place where we could come dive, being a Florida boy. But lo and behold, you learn something every day, and we're going to talk about it next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
I'm not actually the diver. I'm the pump man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Well, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just die.
That is the Scuba Cowboy. He's going to be joining us at DEMA here in a couple weeks, so you'll be hearing him back on the show here shortly. He's really hunkered down in his studio right now, working on some new mixes to debut at the big show. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is on the phone with us, however, right now from Texas. And, you know, I spent a few days out there in Texas, and I was talking to Jerry about some of the diving. They have this Dive Around Texas program they have. And I don't know, you know, being, you kind of get in your own little bubble. We're based in Orlando, Florida, and I just never really thought of Texas as a diving place to go, as opposed, you know, outside of, going out to the flower gardens off the coast of Texas. But Jerry, there's diving lakes and things all over the state. Is that right? Is that the case? And that's really what this whole
all
promotion
over.
Was. Yeah.
All over. I mean, we are truly a diving mecca, I have to tell you. We have all various kinds. We've got specific parks that were actually made for diving, like Athens Scuba Park just south of Dallas. And then east of Dallas, about an hour, we've got Clear Springs, which is exactly as it's named. It's a clear spring with beautiful crystal water. We've got Balmoray out in West Texas at the Davis Mountains with some fish that actually don't live anywhere but there. They're endemic to that one area, and that's the only place on the planet you can find them.
Wow.
So we've got a variety of things going on.
Yeah, now you mentioned there's actually a scuba park. What does that entail exactly? What do you mean?
Well, actually, we've got a couple of scuba parks. We've got Mammoth Springs outside Houston. We've got Athens south of Dallas, Clear Springs east of Dallas. What it entails is an area and body of water that has been built and specifically designed for divers, meaning that there are wrecks on the bottom of airplanes, buses, various different projectile things that we put in there to test your buoyancy. And basically, it's designed for a diver to go in there and have some fun now, and also learn some skills.
Okay. Well, are these sites like quarries that you would get in Ohio or up north, you know, like Portage Quarry or Hague Quarry or some of those popular dive sites up in the northeast area or what? Or these lakes or what? What kind of areas or formations are these?
Actually, we have some of each. We got some quarries. But we also have some dammed manufactured bodies of water that were actually just man-made. And then we've got some natural reservoirs. We've kind of got one of everything.
Hmm. So how far is the Flower Gardens off the coast? By the way, have you ever dove that area yourself or no?
No.
Me neither.
You got me on that one.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Okay, so let's make a pact. Me and you, Flower Gardens, next year. 2014.
I like it.
Greg and Jerry Dive Flower Garden.
Yeah, it's been on my list for some time, but I don't really know how far you have to go off of shore. And where would you go? Out of, like, Galveston or Houston or what? I don't know. What coastal Texas city is closest?
You depart from Galveston.
Okay.
And you usually leave on a Friday afternoon. You pretty much cruise all night. You wake up the next morning. You dive the Flower Gardens. That night, boat moves to the oil rigs,
right?
And then on Sunday you dive two morning dives on the rigs, and then you come back in Sunday night.
Okay. No, that definitely has been on my list for some time. I've talked to many people who've done that, but you know, you have to mix that up maybe with some freshwater dives in some of these scuba parks that you're talking about or something. I just love the area. I mean, maybe I didn't get a fair representation of what they have there in Texas. We were hanging around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But I just love the whole area in general. The weather was perfect. I mean, Jerry lives in a mansion, too, which I felt spoiled in that regard. You know, right on the lake and the whole thing, living large. It's, that's what life is like when you're Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. Right, Jerry? You just, just take it for granted. I know. But he showed me a good time when I was out there. So I don't know if I got a fair representation of the whole general vicinity as far as diving and what they have to offer there in Texas, but it was pretty cool.
I don't know if you got a fair representation of being shown a good time, because I've dated some girls who have shown me a good time, and if Jerry Beatty did that, I think you got some splaining to do.
Look out, Phil. You're on dangerous ground here, boy.
Hey, I got the whole... Hey, I'll tell you what, when I went out there, I got the whole Texas experience. On top of all that I just described, there was a scorpion in the bathtub. First one I'd ever seen outside of a cage or on TV, and it was right there in Texas at Jerry's house. How sweet was that? That was cool. No. Yeah, and Jerry's like,
it doesn't take much to entertain you.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm easily amused, but a little bit of wildlife on all levels is always good.
Come on, Jerry, you can make a man out of Greg.
I'm not really laughing.
Okay,
at that.
Boys.
All right. Well, Jerry, I know you're excited for DEMA, aren't you? You ready to see and have our little diving family reunion here in a couple weeks in Orlando? What do you think?
I can't wait. I've done every single DEMA since it began except three. In 38 years, I have missed three DEMAs. So that means wow. I've done about 35 DEMA shows. How can that be?
Yeah, you're not even that old in dog years.
I know.
Yeah.
I started when I was two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, me too. I'll go with that as well. All right. Well, Jerry, thank you so much. DiveTrainingMag.com, best diving magazine on the planet. You need to get it if you don't already get it. Go to their website. They got a new app and everything for the magazine as well. DiveTrainingMag.com. scubadiving.com. Hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is threatened
Please
to come
God,
into the
no.
studio. I'm warning you up front, so you can join us if you like. And you know, it's like a car wreck. You pretty
Isn't
much have to slow down,
when he shows
take a
up
look.
Later?
No, yeah, we'll have to see what happens. That's all in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.